And finally this month, if you can't wait until summer to dig into fresh veggies, you might give hydroponics a try.
My name is Cheryl Beeston, and I've been gardening for a really long time. I grew up in Colorado, gardened with my parents there. And then when we moved to Alaska, I always gardened. Then my parents had done hydroponic gardening, and they had these special beds that are called ebb and flow beds. And so that's how we got into hydroponic gardening, because they just said, here, take them. That started us in hydroponic gardening. Then in addition to those beds that we got from my parents, I went out and talked to Clayton and Juanita Hillhouse, who had a huge hydroponic operation. And they introduced me to this other type of hydroponic gardening, the nutrient film technique. So that's how we got started. They loaned me a book, I learned. And then we created our own systems out of a sewer pipe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Probably not used sewer pipe.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So we've been doing this for almost 20 years now. And we've built the greenhouse a second time. The first time we used, I think Steve said it was fir, Douglas fir, and then we painted it with an oil paint, hoping that that would keep it protected from humidity.
Oh.
But eventually it rotted.
Oh.
Yeah. So then we had a friend that had this redwood. So we used redwood for everything we could, and then cedar. And I think it's been about 10 years since we rebuilt.
It looks not quite brand new, but very new in here. I would not have guessed that's 10 years on this wood.
Yeah, it's doing really well. And then we also have a dehumidifier that runs, because the hydroponic gardening is very humid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what is the benefit of hydroponics?
Well, what we have found is that the hydroponic plants grow very quickly and produce just prodigious amounts of fruit and produce. That's the advantage. The disadvantage is, at least with our systems, you've got to maintain them daily, so you can't just go away somewhere.
Okay.
The tanks get low on water and they have to be replenished. Then you have to add your nutrients and everything as well. And the greenhouse, you got to watch for ventilation. When it gets too hot, you got to open it up. So we have some automated ventilation. We have these openers in the top that are run with a wax piston. And so they just run on their own, which is really great. They let some of the heat out. And then we have a big fan when it gets too hot. But normally we open windows, and then we have a floor fan that runs and keeps things a little cooler, doors open, windows open, that kind of thing.
Okay. Can you give me a tour and point out what all you've got growing?
We have cucumbers in this system. And
it is April 16th, and you have cucumbers that are at least 9 inches long, I would say.
Yeah, we've been picking cucumbers for 2 weeks, probably.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The plants got into the system here March 12th. I started the seeds indoors in January, and I always start them, you know, mid to late January. Then I transplant them once, and then usually mid-March, I try to get in here. One thing I always encourage people to do is have heat in a greenhouse. For us, it was such a huge struggle without heat. So once we got heat, it made all the difference in the world. So all the plants then, we have peppers and cucumbers, mostly zucchini, but also some winter squash. Those are sweet meat squash.
Oh, wow.
See one there.
Yeah, that's a good, 4 or 5 inches around already.
And then the tomatoes. And then we have a system with lettuce and herbs in it over here. The first zucchini we ate was April 2nd. So that was 3 weeks. And we're trying peppers in these other systems. So you can see some peppers in the cucumber systems to see if that will work, because these ebb and flow beds, they have these clay balls in them. And we save those, and I have to clean them every year.
Oh.
And that takes a lot of work. So we're trying to make things simpler. These nutrient film systems, the plants sit just right in them. So there's nothing to clean except the tubes when you're done. You get all the plants out, all the plant matter. they sit in a styrofoam cup right in the nutrients, which are running all the time.
Okay.
Much easier to clean.
Okay.
So they don't need any other medium, just water with the nutrients in it, and they just sit right in there?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you were eating cucumber in April. How long does this last into the winter?
We usually take down in either September or October, depending on weather, depending on if we have bug problems. We usually start getting some mold in the joints of the cucumbers as it gets humid and as mm-hmm. they have that stress. And we've had a new kind of mite, and they really like the cucumbers. So they've done damage. And of course, if I get aphids, then you really have issues in a closed greenhouse system like this one.
And doing hydroponics versus just in dirt greenhouse, do you have to look out for any different kind of pests or any different kind of problems with the added humidity? I mean, greenhouses are pretty humid no matter what you're growing them in. So
I would say just the mold
okay. That
I've described in the cucumbers.
Is there a way to treat that? I'm sure preventing it is probably ideal. But
that's
if you
the best.
Okay.
Yeah, and I do just kind of go along and rub the moldy joints and try to sustain them as long as possible, but they'll start dying.
Can you explain maintenance, what you do on a daily basis in here?
Daily, I check the water levels and fill the tanks up, and then I have a dissolved solids meter and a pH meter. I test those levels and adjust nutrients and pH as needed.
What kinds of nutrients are you adding to the water?
We use nutrient mixes that we get from Hydro Gardens in Colorado. They have a cucumber mix that we use for cucumbers, peppers, and squash. And then they have a tomato mix, and then they have a lettuce mix.
Okay.
Then I add magnesium sulfate, and then we have calcium as well.
For the pH levels and the nutrient mixes, is that kind of dependent on the quality of your water at all? Or is it just assume, whatever water you got, you can add this mix or that mix and be fine?
Yeah, the nutrient mixes, I'm not sure how water affects that. Definitely the pH is affected by your water. We have arsenic in our water, which has caused us to get a reverse osmosis system. So then we have a storage tank. That's what we use to fill all the individual tanks with. But that affects the pH, and I have trouble keeping the pH up enough, especially in the cucumber system. So I have to add a product, it's called pH Up. And the different nutrient mixes that we have affect the pH differently as well. So the tomatoes, I'm usually adding acid to the water to bring the pH down.
Oh.
But these others, I'm adding the pH up to bring the pH up.
So if someone was looking to get into hydroponics, are there resources that are useful? Are there places that you would recommend folks go to get information?
I think the first thing I would do is find out who's doing it and then ask them if you can come see what they're doing, because then you'll know if that'll work for your space. And you'll see how it's working in somebody else's space. And there are quite a few people, I think, doing hydroponics. You just have to find them.
Thanks to Cheryl Beeson for the greenhouse tour. Cheryl will give a workshop on growing in a high tunnel May 26th as part of the Central Peninsula Garden Club's May workshops. They're offering classes every Saturday in May on a variety of subjects, from hanging baskets to root cellars, landscape design, raising chickens, tree pruning, composting, making yard art from salvaged items, and many more. The classes are open to the public, but space is limited, and pre-registration is required. The cost is $5 for most classes, though a couple have additional materials fees. To register and for more information, visit senpengardenclub.org. Coming up later today, the Soldotna Library will show the documentary Wasted, The Story of Food Waste, at 6 p.m., followed by a discussion about what can be done to reduce food waste locally. On May 12th, 4-H has its annual Bare Root Tree Sale fundraiser at 10 a.m. at Soldotna Creek Park. It's first come, first served. And on May 19th, the Kenai Soil and Water Conservation District has a plant sale at 10 a.m. in the Three Bears parking lot in Kenai. To reserve table space, contact Abraham and Jessica England at 907-306-4610. And that will do it for this month's Kenai Garden Talk. We'll be back in May. In the meantime, You can find out more about this show and listen to all our past episodes on the Kenai Garden Talk page on kdll.org. We'll leave you with a quote from Mark Twain. Cauliflower is nothing but cabbage with a college education. I'm Jenny Nyman. Thanks for tuning in.